is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has sent planes to the Netherlands to bring home hundreds of Israeli soccer fans. Police in Amsterdam say they were attacked by anti-Semitic fans after a match between a Dutch and Israeli team. The BBC's Anna Holligan is in the capital.
Israeli nationals have been advised to stay in their hotel rooms until they can be sure it is safe to leave. Dutch police say several reports about last night's events in Amsterdam are circulating on social media. The police have launched a major investigation into multiple violent incidents.
Dutch police say 62 people have been arrested. Crews battling a massive fire north of LA hope calmer winds today will help them get a handle on flames that have destroyed almost 200 homes. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Camarillo.
A nightmare in Southern California, enduring its most extreme fire conditions in years.
It remains dynamic and it remains dangerous.
In community after community, homes went up in flames, and in the aftermath, lay in ruins.
It's just surreal.
President-elect Donald Trump's chosen his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, to be his chief of staff. It'll make her the first woman to hold the top spot. CBS's Robert Costa has spoken with Mr. Trump.
He said he's very busy working on setting up his team and will soon lay out his policy goals. He also talked to me about his political coalition, and he said he views the movement that lifted him to victory as historic and suggested it gives him a nationwide mandate support as he works from Florida and prepares to return to the White House.
San Francisco is getting a new mayor. After 2 days of tallying votes, Levi's heir Dan Lurie has unseated fellow Democrat London Breed.
The voters of San Francisco have made their decision, and I, as a mayor of San Francisco, have always respected the voters and honored the decisions that they made.
Breed made history when she became the city's first black female mayor 6 years ago. Federal regulators want to pull a widely used ingredient in cough meds like NyQuil, Benadryl, and Sudafed. CBS's Michael Toscano.
FDA scientists say the oral version of the drug is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. If the FDA goes through with revoking oral phenylephrine status as a, quote, generally recognized as safe and effective product, the over-the-counter drug makers would be forced to stop using it.
A popular American shoe company is slimming down operations in China after the U.S. presidential election. Steve Madden, CEO, says they'll cut almost half of their production in China in anticipation of new tariffs under a Trump administration. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building. Racine County is gearing up for a packed Veterans Day weekend. The celebration begins with a classic fish fry and bingo tonight, followed by a Memorial 5K run walk and the Veterans Day Expo event tomorrow. Monday's events include a Veterans Day ceremony and the dedication of a POW MIA chair of honor. And the Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Mac the giraffe. The towering attraction died due to age-related health issues, including arthritis. Mac arrived at the zoo in 2008 and celebrated his 19th birthday this past August, surpassing the average life expectancy for the male Maasai giraffe. Zoo officials are expressing their sadness over his loss, highlighting the joy he brought to visitors over the years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor, so, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that six-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
A good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a three in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Thinking of getting a tattoo? But I want to get a tattoo that's unique, you know? I don't want a tattoo like everybody else. So I want to get a tattoo of a blender. A big one on my chest, you know? Then when I go to the public pool, take my shirt off, everyone will be spellbound. They'd be like, is that a blender? Born to frappe. I have unusual tattoo ideas. I think someone should get a tattoo of a dozen Easter eggs, but tell the tattoo artist to hide them. You get back in shape, you might find a golden egg.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Bastion, Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City. Low local news and time of the set for you. WRJN 609. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on a Friday. Yeah, got a big weekend coming around. We've got the Christmas parade. I'll talk a little after 7 o'clock with Kelly Cruz about the Christmas parade downtown and the lighting of the big Christmas tree. We'll talk about that a little after 7. She'll be on the phone with me. And then at 7:30, oh, it's 7:20. We'll talk to Dick Graceffa. We don't have a high school football game this week because our teams aren't playing. So Dick's going to explain the whole finals and what's going on with high school football. That'll be about 7:20. And at 7:35, we'll be talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. So it's a good morning. And we've got lots and lots and lots of timeless hits for you, too. And we have two more pair of tickets we're giving away to the big show coming November 22nd to Memorial Hall. Secondhand News, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band. You can win a pair of tickets. That's coming up this morning, too. So lots going on. But first, we've got the Stones. Honky Tonk Woman.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder, 'cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky tonk woman. Give me, give me, give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York City. I had to put up some kind of a fight. The lady, then she covered me in roses. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind.
Stones, 613 WRJN local news and timeless hits. Well, researchers say having fewer friends could actually be better for your health because, for one thing, you're less likely to catch germs from them. Excellent reason. That's why I don't have a lot of friends and I still caught a cold. It must be the one or two friends that I have. Maybe I should get rid of them. John Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in Disguise, local news and timeless hits right here.
Judy in the Sky. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spammer we got, Judy in the Sky, with glasses.
Come to
Judy in Disguise with Glasses, 616. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 58, partly cloudy tonight, lows 44. And partly sunny on Saturday with a high near 55. Some early rain on Sunday. By noon, though, partly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Right now, got a clear sky out there. It's 42 degrees at Radio Park. Now, what if I said I can get you a brand new house for $60,000? I mean, really nice. Hang on. The next part's important. Louis Vuitton is selling a $60,000 doghouse. It's part of their new pet line. It also includes a $2,200 dog bowl without food. And get this, a $470 poop bag holder. Wow. Christmas is coming. I think your neighbor needs one of those right now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK, weeknights at 6 o'clock. And if you want more on movies, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is going to be here at around 7:37 this morning. 7:36, Megan. And we'll talk about the movie I saw this week that I just loved. Should I tell you? All right. Godzilla Minus One Minus Color. Got to see it. It was good. They should have had more Godzilla in it, and it would have been even perfect. But the storyline was the best I've ever seen of a Godzilla movie before. Very good. 618 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. As the colder months approach, treat yourself to a warm and cozy dessert. Enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Or embrace the season with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect for the chilly days ahead. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Garage, BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN at 626 on a Friday morning. Got a weekend coming around. Couldn't come at a better time. I'm going to see Little Women this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. We have season tickets, and they always come up the last weekend of the show. So, yeah. And our ticket winners are going to see it tonight. We had three ticket winners. So they'll all see the show tonight. Plus, our Pure Soul ticket winners are going to see a show tonight at Memorial Hall, Pure Soul. So we'll see how those people like it. That should be nice and fun. Hey, someone asked meteorologist why 60 degrees seems colder in the fall than it does in the spring. And it does. Four main reasons. They say the humidity, the wind chill, the ground is colder in the fall, and it takes time to acclimate. Your body's still used to the previous season. But that's so true. It's 60 degrees outside, but I'm wearing a jacket. But in the spring, it's 60 degrees. I'm in shorts. It's funny how that works out, huh? All right, Carole King wrote it. The Chiffons are singing it. One Fine Day. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
One fine day, you look at me, and you will know what was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. So all night long, you'll open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. Oh, I know you're the kind of boy who only wants to run around. I'll keep waiting, and someday, darling, you'll come to me when you want to settle down. Oh, one fine day, you'll need one more, and then you'll want to love you the way before. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl.
WRJN local news, timeless hits. Have you ever been to a place that offers unlimited or bottomless something or other, like a buffet, but then tried to enforce limits when someone went way over the top? Well, a guy is going viral on TikTok after Hertz tried to charge him $10,000 after he somehow drove 25,000 miles in 1 month on his rental, even though it had unlimited miles in his contract. The guy argued that the contract said the mileage was unlimited, but the employee argued the contract didn't prevent them from charging more in this case, which is kind of a strange position to take, wouldn't you think? Hertz apologized, said, no, I'm not going to charge them extra. It said unlimited mileage. Well, there was a math thing on that story. How can you go 25,000 miles in 1 month? This guy had to be driving day and night, back and forth, nonstop, to rack up 25,000 miles in 1 month on a rental car. But he did. That's like that episode of The Simpsons where they Homer went to an all-you-can-eat shrimp thing or something or other, and he kept eating too much shrimp, and they barred him from the restaurant. He said, no, you can't. It's all you can eat, and I'm not done eating. It's interesting, you know, problem. 6:30 at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building. Racine County is gearing up for a packed Veterans Day weekend. The celebration begins with a classic fish fry and bingo tonight, followed by a Memorial 5K run walk and the Veterans Day Expo event tomorrow. Monday's events include a Veterans Day ceremony and the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. And the Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Mac the giraffe. The towering attraction died due to age-related health issues, including arthritis. Mac arrived at the zoo in 2008 and celebrated his 19th birthday this past August, surpassing the average life expectancy for the male Maasai giraffe. Zoo officials are expressing their sadness over his loss, highlighting the joy he brought to visitors over the years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
After the election, the Wisconsin legislature doesn't look the same. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. All 99 assembly seats were up for grabs, and half of the state's 33 Senate seats also were up for contention. How did Wisconsin agriculture's voice end up? We'll find out next.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
State Representative Travis Tranel from Southwest Wisconsin is one of those that kept his assembly seat. He chaired the Assembly Agriculture Committee last year. He says his Republican caucus has a slimmer majority this go-around and that not all agriculture leadership will be back at the state capitol.
We did lose some strong rural Wisconsin advocates, and that is that's a tough pill to swallow. We actually lost the chair of the Ag Committee in the Senate, Joan Ballwig. I had the pleasure of serving with her for a number of sessions in the Assembly before she moved on to the Senate. And so we lost some good members, but like I said, we retained some great members, Tim. And then we got some new members, too. Duke Tucker in Western Wisconsin is going to be coming into the Assembly, has an ag background and understands agriculture.
State Representative Travis Tranel, he said while on the campaign trail, he heard from farm constituents that want to see even more funds invested in the ag road improvement projects. And he also said many people still concerned about large-scale renewable energy projects in their neighborhood.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
And entries are already starting to come in for the U.S. Champion Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th in Green Bay. New this year are entry classes for sour cream, low-fat sour cream, and cultured dairy dips, kind of reflecting the industry's growth. They'll have a total of 117 distinct categories that will be judged. Again, the U.S. Champion Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
You know what clickbait is? Clickbait is sort of a clicky headline that you don't really know what it means, but it's a trick to get you to click on. So here I am, stupid. I know what it is. And I'm watching, and it's like, Cardi B does this. And then it says, what's the one vegetable Tom Brady refuses to eat? What? What is it, a coconut? That's so dumb. And then I go down, but it's all blurry because I can't focus because That's all I think about. And they got me. So I go all the way back, and I click on it, and here we go. First window, Tom Brady was born in Northern California. Next. Tom Brady started playing football at the age of 7. Where are the vegetables that you swore to God you would tell me about? I'll save you 27 clicks. It's a tomato, ladies and gentlemen. I was way off. But I can't take it because 4 minutes later, I'm down there, weather, football, and it goes, you'll never guess what this 80s actress looks like now. It's so mean. I mean, she aged 30 years in 30 years. That was her big crime.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
When you say it like that, it doesn't sound good, does it? When they sing it where you can't understand it, then it sounds really good. An interview with a 95-year-old pickleball addict named Lois White is making the rounds. She lives in Kansas and refuses to slow down even as she approaches the chancery mark. Her advice to people younger than her, and pretty much that's everybody, is to keep moving. She doesn't watch TV. And you want to know something? That's probably why she's in good shape. She doesn't watch television. That's the secret. You stick with radio. You always grow old and in good shape when you listen to the radio, right? Here come the Bee Gees, the Love Somebody.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. We'll be right back.
somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
Local news and talent hits, WRGM with Bee Gees and Love Somebody. In educated voter news, despite the billions of dollars spent on the election, some people were apparently surprised who was running. Google searches for "Did Joe Biden drop out?" surged on election day. Makes you feel confident in the process. Does it? Wow. All right, we've got tickets to Secondhand News, the Fleetwood Mac tribute show coming to Memorial Hall. You can win a pair of tickets coming up next. Dancing in the street, 645 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Sunshine today with a high near 58. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 44. Partly sunny Saturday with a high near 55. Nice weather for the downtown Christmas parade coming up at 5:30 Saturday. Beautiful weather. And I made a mistake before. Kelly Cruz will be on from the Downtown Racine Corporation at 8 o'clock, 8:05, to talk about the parade, give you all the fine details of it. And then on Sunday, some early morning rain possible, otherwise a partly sunny day with a high near 59. Right now, clear and sunny, 42 degrees at Radio Park. Hey, you want to hit someone in the face with a cake? Oh, yeah. A bakery chain has a warning on its cake boxes now, saying that smashing cakes in people's faces can lead to serious injury. Apparently, there's a clip in some of the cakes to keep it stable during transportation. They leave it in there. You put a clip right through someone's face. Okay. We'll hit him in the face with a pie instead. That's okay. They don't put clips in pies. All right, we've got tickets to give away now to Secondhand News. Now, this is a Fleetwood Mac tribute show. If you love the music of Fleetwood Mac, you're going to love Secondhand News. They're coming to Memorial Hall November 22nd. They'll be playing all the Fleetwood Mac hits with passion and artistry. You don't want to miss this. It's coming to Memorial Hall November 22nd from 8 till 10 p.m. Now, if you want a pair of tickets and you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Some phones don't have letters on them anymore, do they? My phone does, but somebody told me they don't have them. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name?
Paula.
Hi, Paula. You know, there was a song about you, Paula. Do you remember that song?
I know that.
Hey, Paula, will you marry me? Hey, Paul. Remember that song? That was a good song. That's your song.
Yep, that is my song.
Okay, Paula, we got you a pair of tickets to go see Secondhand News at Memorial Hall coming up on November 22nd. Where am I calling? You sound like you're going through a car wash.
No, I'm not. I'm just driving to work.
Okay. Oh, well, let's get you off the phone real quick there. All right, hold on the line, Paula. I need to get some info from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hey, Paula, will you marry me? Hey, Paul. Remember that song? Who did that? Paul and Paula did the song. Yeah, that's who did it. 647 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place. good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Shannon, local news, tablet hits at WRJN, and put a little love in your heart. 41-year-old thief in Maine ordered a ride share to a local TJ Maxx. Then he blabbed to the driver about how he was going to rob the place. Driver dropped him off, called the cops. The guy was arrested. You know, I guess if you're going to rob a place, keep your mouth shut. I mean, you're not supposed to rob it in the first place, but if you are and you want to get caught, you know. Hang on, Sloopy. These are the McCoys.
Hey! Sloopy, hang on. Hang on, Sloopy, hang on.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Sloopy girl, I'm in love with you.
And timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. Could listening to a poem put you in a better mood? Well, not just any poem. A shoe company commissioned a poet and a music producer to create a poem that would put you in a better mood just by listening to it. Does it work? Well, you'll have to decide for yourself. The poem is called Nothing Feels Better. It's available on YouTube and streaming platforms. It's free. Just listen to it and you should feel better. That's what they claim. We're getting sunshine today. Yay! With a high near 58. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 44. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 55. Sunday, early rain. Then partly sunny with a high near 59. Right now, we've got clear, sunny sky. 42 degrees at Radio Park with the Riviera's California sun. Local news and timeless hits only here at WRJM.
Well, I'm going out of West where I belong. Where the days are short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I walk. They twist and I twist. They shimmy and I shimmy. They fly and I fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that one California sun. Well, I'm going out of West out on the coast. Where the California girls are. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
At the Riviera's California Sun, 659 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Okay, a woman got back at her cheating ex. Apparently, her ex, the mother of the ex, had this secret recipe for pizza. And for decades and decades and generations, this secret recipe remained a secret. So she got back at her cheating ex by posting his mother's secret pizza recipe on Facebook that had been kept a secret for decades and decades.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
It's exactly 7 o'clock. Here's the news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup.